welcome to Mailbox. All your competition answers reached us on time. Thank you very much for them. January's mystery person was not Marie-Louise Berneri or Maria Teresa or Eliška Krásnohorská, but rather
Elizabeth Jane Weston, known as the Maid of England.
As Henry Clements from Sweden wrote in the very first answer that reached us. Dilipa Ehelepola from Sri Lanka wrote,
the English Renaissance poetess who was born in 1582, or 1581 as some say, in Oxfordshire, and came to Prague with her alchemist stepfather, Irishman Edward Kelly, and was fluent in Czech, English, German, Italian, and the lingua franca of that era, Latin, in which she wrote her poetry, later published as Poemata and Parthenicon Libri, Maidenly Writings, was none other than Elizabeth Jane Weston, the English maiden in the court of King of Bohemia and Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II.
Dmitry Mazin lives in Russia.
As the poetess mostly wrote in Latin, many readers know her by her Latinized name, Elisabetta Ioana Westonia.
S.B. Sharma from India writes,
although Elizabeth spent most of her time in Prague, she considered herself an Englishwoman.
Hans Werner Lollicke listens to Radio Prague in Denmark.
You made it very easy for the sharp listener, since the mailbox was followed by a rebroadcast of an excellent portrait of Elizabeth Jane Weston, aired on the 16th of July 2006.
Uday Nayak from India also remembered that program.
She is Elizabeth Jane Weston. I listened to the episode on her, which Radio Prague broadcast on the 16th of July 2006.
Gordon Martindale from the United Kingdom also found the answer through Radio Prague.
The penny dropped when I found the lady in the Radio Prague article entitled Elizabeth Jane Weston, an Englishwoman at the court of Rudolf II.
And David Eldridge is our regular listener in England.
I found difficulty finding reference to this month's mystery person, but sitting at a breakfast table with a mobile phone connected to the internet, managed to solve the clues. The person is Elizabeth Jane Weston and was featured on your edition of Czech Books on the 16th of July 2006. The programme, available as an archive on your website, gives a charming account of her life. The programme does her far more credit than any words I could write.
Anne Harding writes from Iowa.
She was praised for her poetry and called the Tenth Muse. Her stepfather was Edward Kelly, who was an alchemist in the court of Rudolf II, who was known for surrounding himself with a wide variety of scientists, alchemists, and artists. This is the first time I've been able to identify the mystery person, thanks to a book I just received as a Christmas gift, The Magic Circle of Rudolf II, Alchemy and Astrology in Renaissance Prague. What a funny coincidence.
Jayanta Chakrabarti is our faithful listener from India.
The Neo-Latin poetess Elizabeth Jane Weston began composing poems in a comparatively challenging Latin language as a means of financial support for herself and her family after her alchemist stepfather Edward Kelly's disgrace and death in the Prague court of Rudolf II. Her orphaned state and Prague's rich cultural ambience seems to have given the impetus to carefree writings backed by a strong command of languages, being herself multilingual. Her poems and letters reflect the highly artistic self-presentation available to women in the age of the Renaissance. Modern editors, while evaluating her remarkable works and achievements, have put Elizabeth on a high pedestal, praising her among the foremost women writers of the early modern literary period.
Kristina Pletková follows Mailbox in South Bohemia.
She used her paramount literal talent and repeatedly appealed to the Emperor Rudolf II and the members of Czech nobility. Her endeavor, unfortunately, did not bring the desirable success. However, she continued to write verse appeals for the rest of her life. She left behind some marvelous Neo-Latin poetry, Poemata Parthenica, which had been published already during her life.
Charles Konesny writes from Ohio.
I read little poetry, but Weston's poems, we called her Westonia, are ones I can actually understand and get the meaning of what she was writing. Of the poems I read, her words are very moving, and they just grip you. And of course, in the Renaissance years, for a woman to get her poems published was a big accomplishment. And to speak five languages, that is also impressive. It is too bad she died so young. So I bow my head to the lady who started in England and ended with the Czechs.
Colin Law from New Zealand wrote,
By the time she was 14, Elizabeth was writing Latin verse and was also fluent in several languages. This resourceful young teenager set about writing appeals in Latin verse to influential patrons, appealing for their help. One of them was even addressed to the emperor. In 1603, Elizabeth married a lawyer, Johannes Leo, and they had four sons and three daughters. Leo was an imperial agent who aided Elizabeth and her mother in their legal moves against Rudolf II to have Kelly's estate returned to them. Johannes Leo also edited some of Elizabeth's poetry for publication.
And finally, Barbara Ziemba follows Radio Prague in Illinois.
She gave birth to seven children, four sons who died very young, and three daughters. Professionally, she was known as Westonia and described herself as Elizabeth Jane, wife of Johannes Leo, agent in the imperial court and Englishwoman of the Weston family. She died in childbirth on November 23, 1612, and was laid to rest in the Church of St. Thomas, located in Malastrana.
Many thanks to all of you for taking part in our monthly quiz. This time, a Radio Prague goodie bag is on its way to Dilipa Helepola from Sri Lanka. Congratulations. And if you haven't been lucky this time, why not give it another try in February? This month, we are asking you to tell us the name of the 10th century Bohemian nobleman, priest, bishop and missionary who travelled around Europe and was killed while trying to spread Christianity in Prussia. He is the patron saint of Bohemia, but also Poland, Hungary and Prussia. You can send in your answers by the end of February to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, which are also the addresses for your reception reports, questions and comments. Until next week, happy listening.